This is Ben Weasel, and you're listening to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast.
It sucks, I still think Mabel, she's the bomb.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast. It is a Friday afternoon, yay Friday, and I am here with my favorite co-Mabel, as always, Kristen. Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend. It is Friday, it's good news.
It is. Even though I'm not working a whole lot right now, long story, not going to get into it, but it's still, Friday afternoons are still exciting for me.
Yeah. For sure.
And do you know why? Do you know why? Because I don't have to make a child's lunch for school the next day.
Yeah. Do you do that the night before or in the morning?
It depends. Sometimes, it depends on what I'm making her. Yeah. I used to do it every night, always the night before. Mm-hmm. Now I just, no.
Yeah.
No.
I do it and in the morning.
I always feel like Friday lunches are hilarious because it's like the end of my groceries. And I always feel like I'm sending her to school with like some super gnarly like lunch that people are going to judge me about.
No one judges like you makeshift. In Port Hardy. You send your kid with a lunch.
It's true. Definitely true.
Sorry, Port Hardy.
Definitely true. How's your Friday?
It's good. Except so that thing just happened on Facebook, right? There's the punk rock bowling. Oh. Poster that came out with Operation Ivy at the top with the Interrupters, but Operation Ivy and it says, you know, May 26th or whatever, and because there's all these club shows coming out, so almost every day Punk Rock Bowling is announcing a new club show, and it's true, the club show, I've never noticed before, but the club shows are better than like the regular lineup.
Way better.
Yeah. And so yeah, to see Operation Ivy at the top, I was like, fuck. And then, but it's clearly fake.
It is fake. And when it happened, when I saw that we were tagged in that, our friend Chris tagged us in the post.
Yeah.
I almost threw up in my mouth. I was like, what?
Yeah.
And then, of course, I messaged you freaking out.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should mention that we're not going to Punk Rock Bowling.
No, we're not.
And we're going to make an official announcement. I'm still a little on the fence, but I mean, if Op Ivy plays a club show, I will be going, but... As of now, I am not, and you are not, and
I know
we're going to do it a different time.
Unforeseen circumstances have kind of made it a little bit out of our control, but, I mean, I still feel a little last minute-ish, but we can't plan around that, so,
yeah.
But here's the thing, is that we will be planning something, we're not sure what, to celebrate Kristen's big 40th birthday that she had this year. And her and I will reunite somewhere on the continent.
Mm-hmm. Hopefully someplace warm.
And we'll be attending a show, and we will be inviting other co-Mabels and friends to come. So we just don't know what it is yet.
Yeah. Yep.
This was such a downer thing to say after.
I know. But that's okay. Because I was asked by my family and... Like, what do you want to do for your 40th birthday? And I said, the only thing I want to do is go someplace warm to a show with Jessica and other friends. And so the fact that Punk Rock Bowling isn't happening is a real bummer. But we are going to do it. We are going to do it some other time. And it'll be even better.
And if I win the lottery between now and Punk Rock Bowling, we'll definitely be there. We'll let you know.
Yeah. And we'll bring other people. I'm spending your lottery money.
Done. I will allot a large chunk for you.
Perfect.
There will be a Mabel Syndrome
fund
bank account.
Yeah.
Fund.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
So, what else is new? Do you have anything fun planned for the weekend? Any shows or?
There are really no shows on the. Well, Punk and Drublic. So that's the other thing, I guess. Punk and Drublic was just announced. So they're doing a couple East Coast tours. Shows and yeah, I just bought a ticket for that. So that's when is that? Oh shit, I forget.
April? Is it in May? April? May?
Fuck, I don't know.
There's a lot of stuff coming out April, May, like Face to Face and Less Than Jake just announced their co-headlining tour and Punk Rock Bowling and Back to the Beach and the Punk and Drublic dates.
Yeah.
Like there's a lot of stuff being announced for the spring and summer now.
Totally.
So.
And Warped Tour announcement just came out. Did you see that?
Oh, I didn't.
It's the final Warped Tour. It's not that great. Let me tell you the highlights.
Okay.
Less Than Jake, Real Big Fish for you. The Interrupters, Frank Turner. That's pretty much it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's it. That's the final Warp Tour.
Yeah. Let me double check because I don't want to miss something. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's about it.
So all the bands you just named are bands that I would love to go see. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. It's sort of like this is, you know, a huge anniversary for punk rock bowling and the lineup is mediocre, in my opinion. And I know people just like to complain about stuff, but honestly, that's not how we are.
Yeah.
And that lineup is a bummer. And Warped Tour, come on, pull something out of your ass.
Everyone was hoping that it would be all those very first bands, you know?
Yeah.
Mal Effects, Pennywise, Bad Religion. Like, come on, like Face to Face, like bring those guys back for the final one. And they didn't do it.
Yeah.
They just flat out didn't do it. And even those ones that I mentioned, Frank Turner, Interrupters, Less Than Jake, those are all only some shows. They're not even doing all the shows.
And Warped Tour quit coming to Vancouver. They haven't been to Vancouver for the last few years.
Right.
I'm pretty sure. So it used to be a date on every single Warped Tour, but not anymore. So
you know what is a really good lineup? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I cut you off.
Oh, what? Go ahead.
Pooza Fest.
That's a good lineup. Pooza Fest looks really incredible.
Yeah.
I think our friend Tinny is going to Pooza Fest. Plus, it's in Montreal, and I have always wanted to go to Montreal.
It's in Montreal. Our friends in Trash Ambulance are playing.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm so stoked for them.
I told them if I can come sleep on their floor, I'll sling merch for them.
Wouldn't that be so fun?
Yeah, but I feel like at 40 is the cutoff for sleeping on a floor.
depends what's on the floor. Like, is there something between you and the floor?
No, maybe a sleeping. They said bring your sleeping bag.
Huh. Yeah. Wonder if they're at like an Airbnb or something.
No. Bruno lives there.
Oh, Bruno lives there. That's right.
Yes.
Oh yeah, definitely bring a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Well, I'm super stoked for them. They have been in the studio recording, and they've got a new album coming out soon. So
yeah, they're fun. They're just the nicest guy. I love Canadian boys.
They're pretty great.
They're really great. They're really sweet. And then the other awesome lineup is 350 Fest.
I know the Descendants.
Descendants and Less Than Jake.
Okay, and so for those of you, obviously, I mean, if you listen regularly, we went to our big road trip last summer and we went to 350 Fest. And it was such an incredible festival. 350 Fest in Chicago at Tinley Park. For those of you that don't know about it, you need to go to this festival. Even if you're not super stoked on the bands, this is the most like well-organized fun festival because it's in a convention center attached to like a Holiday Inn. It's indoor, it's air conditioning, the floor is carpeted so your old feet and backs don't get sore. The hotel is attached to the convention center so you can like literally go see a show and walk down a corridor, go upstairs, have a nap in your hotel room, and then come back downstairs and watch like another band. And there's only one stage.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. It was awesome. And then there's all the beer and all the beer tickets and food. And they give you a heavy pour too. Like for one beer ticket, I got like a huge beer. It was awesome.
And I'm 350 Fest. So 350 Brewing is the company and they, their brewery and bars across the street from Tinley Park. So there's like an after party there with food and, like the bands go and hang out and just the atmosphere and the close proximity to everything is really incredible.
Yeah.
So,
and that's in August. So that's a ways away, Jess. We might have something to celebrate in August.
We might have something to celebrate in August. Maybe we could do it. Would we drive again?
Would we drive again?
Last year, again, I flew from Vancouver to Boston. We drove from Boston to Chicago. And then after our time in Chicago, we drove back to Boston. And it was like, 14 hours of driving each way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if...
And it was fun. It was fun. We had the best time. It was the greatest adventure. But it was a lot of fucking driving.
It was a lot. What if we do the reverse? What if I fly to Vancouver? We drive from Vancouver to Chicago. That'll take us like a week.
Oh my God.
And then drive back.
It would be fun. What if we both flew to like a middle point?
Chicago. Point would be Chicago. Okay, so how about we just both fly into Chicago, meet at the airport, and then go fucking rage.
Go to the 350 pass. Fuck. It was a lot of driving.
It was.
I still wanna release some of like our outtake stuff from that trip because we recorded in the car a couple times and it was like delirious, hilarious. Like, I don't know, maybe only we think it's funny, but...
I don't know. It's food. Food is always, like, a good topic, right?
When we were trying to remember the name of, like, the rib place...
Oh, yeah.
Remember, we're like, what's it called? Like meaty bones? Big smoky bones? Bones? Like, big, we were trying to come up with
smoky
the
bones. I don't know.
Big bones? Bones of...
big bones of meat?
Big bones of meat?
Yeah. I don't know. And then everyone was suggesting, what was it, the grilled cheese place?
Yes.
And we went out of our way to find the grilled cheese place. I was like pulling U-ies on the middle of the highway to like get to the grilled cheese place in Ohio. And then we get there and we're like, woohoo, running up to the door. And then
we're doing Snapchats.
Yeah, we're like Snapchatting, running up to the door, all excited. We pull on the door and it's closed.
We were so excited. We were like sending videos to everybody. We're at the parking lot. Here we are. We're going in. I can't wait to eat this amazing grilled cheese. And it was like one of those moments where you like walk into a glass door kind of thing.
Right.
And then where did we end up going? We ended up going to Taco Bell.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, you had your first Taco Bell.
Yeah. Every time I see a Taco Bell commercial, I'm like, I need to go back. I didn't order enough.
Right. You had a cheesy gordita?
Yeah, because I just really wanted to say the word gordita out loud because I know a bulldog named Gordita.
Oh, that's cool.
And all her teeth stick out. She's like all mangled. Her name's Gordita.
She has like an underbite or an overbite or whatever.
What? Wait, is Gordita like the name of like a real food?
I have no clue.
I'm Googling it right now just because I'm super curious. Gordita. What comes up? Gordita. Gordita on Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. It's a pastry made with masa. Did I say that right? That's corn, right? And stuffed with cheese, meat, or other fillings. Oh, when you look up a gordita on Google, it looks way better than Taco Bell's version.
I would assume so. So the other thing I wanted to ask you, and this is a little girly, but, you know, we're all about, like, we're not groupies, obviously. We would never, you know, sleep with anyone in a band or any... We're not in that place. We're not that kind of girl. We really love the music. But I do have to say that now that, you know, and I also mentioned before that we never knew what bands looked like either, right? Like,
right.
We never, like, we... Yeah, I had no idea what bands looked like before.
There was no, like, Teen Bop magazine for punk rock girls.
No.
That would have been so fucking great.
I know, that would have been cool.
We should fucking do that.
Well, here's my point. So, okay. I was watching Bouncing Souls. I love the Bouncing Souls.
Yeah.
And one of the things, so when I work out, I love to watch live music. I watch concerts when I work out, so I'm like, it just gives me energy. Like, I watch YouTube, I'll just YouTube... search for Bouncing Souls live show, and then I get to watch a whole fucking concert while I'm running on the treadmill. It's the best
thing. That's brilliant. That's the smartest thing.
It's awesome, and I'm all pumped up. I feel like I'm at the show, and I'm running, and it's just like, yeah, I love it. So Pete, who plays in the Bouncing Souls, mm-hmm. is like super crush worthy.
Okay.
And I was thinking about how, so I also met him when I did the Bouncing Souls interview, and I've never, like, when I do an interview, it's all professional, right? And I don't even talk to them afterwards. I'm just like, I'm here to do the interview, and that's it. I don't. There's no weirdness. There's nothing.
You get in, you get out. Yeah.
Get in, get out. But then that was the Bouncing Souls, Dropkick Murphys, and Rancid show last summer, and so I think Dropkick Murphys were playing, and I was not really into that, so I was just kind of walking around in the back, and Pete walks by with some buddies, and he's like, going to get some food, and I was just like struck. I was just like, oh. He's handsome. Like, oh my gosh, he's so handsome.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's funny because we are girls, but I don't think there's anything wrong. And I didn't even say hi to Pete. I would never pursue him. He's married, as far as I know, and has a baby on the way. I would never pursue anyone.
Right.
But it's okay to say, like, who's kind of handsome.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. There's... Yeah, it's only
so
human.
I was going to ask you, put you on the spot.
Okay.
And say, who do you think, after meeting them or getting to know them, or maybe even just watching them in a video or something like that, like, who do you think is kind of handsome that you didn't realize before?
Let me think. Okay. one of the guys in Real Big Fish... who mm-hmm. has, like, the crazy mustache.
Matt Appleton?
Not the guy. No, not that guy.
Okay.
There's a different guy. Like, there's not that guy. I don't know his name. He's not on, like, any social media, I don't think.
Okay. So there's Billy, there's Matt, and then there's this other guy.
Yeah. And I think there's, like, this crush moment, like, with, like, attractive moment when you're watching him, because I just love, like, watching someone play any kind of, like, horn brass instrument. Like, I find it so cool. So I found that's that funny. I find that appealing. Mm-hmm. I think also I have to say Danny. I can't not say Danny because he's absolutely handsome. And who
Danny
can't...
Thompson?
Yes, because...
Well, and when we were talking with Jack, I remember, you know, you guys asked me, because I didn't know those guys personally very well yet, and you asked me to say, like, one word about each guy, and I think I said sexy about Danny
because he is. Yeah. Yeah, so definitely, I mean, who cannot crush on giant beard? And drummers mm-hmm. are great. Drummers are also very smart to me. I don't know, I don't play the drums.
No,
but, like,
I just saw a study done that said drummers are smart people.
Well, they have to use both
their
arms, both their feet, and sing. Like, there's... I don't know how they do it. It's, like, the most mind-boggling instrument to me. And so I would say Danny Thompson.
Drummers are totally... And I love the fact that they're just behind the scenes. Like, I love people that don't need the spotlight. Like, I don't necessarily want the spotlight guy.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
no.
I tend to crush on the... And actually, in Off With Their Heads... there's a guy, Robbie Swartwood, who plays bass. And I love bass players, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there's just kind of something about being quiet and off to the side. And you can just tell when a guy's really smart and can play his instrument really well. And that's just kind of hot. And again, I've, like, never talked to any of these guys. This is the most that we've ever, like, talked about.
This is purely, like, girly crush. Like, just like guys talk about... Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition. Like,
right.
Same, even playing field. We're allowed to say that. Well, I was going to say, okay, for girls, do you have any girl punk rock crushes? Because I have one.
Oh, tell me yours first.
Jenny from Bad Cop, Bad Cop.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with her and I want to be her girlfriend because I love her, like, style and her blue hair and her... She's, like, sweet, and she's funny, and she plays instruments, and she sings, and I don't know if you follow her on Instagram, but she's a professional baker, and she makes the most amazing cakes and cupcakes and cookies.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
And I think that's, like, a well-rounded girlfriend.
Totally. I'd date her, for sure.
Yes.
And mine would be...
she's very kind.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, she seems super nice and kind, and...
She does. Yeah, I've met her. Yeah, she is very sweet. She is the real deal.
Yeah.
She is really sweet. Mine would be Brenna Red.
Oh, yes.
After interviewing her and hearing her, like, raspy, sexy voice.
Brenna from The Last Gang.
Oh, yeah, from The Last Gang. She has such a pretty face, right? Like, I just want her face. I want her eyebrows.
It was funny because when I remember, like, so often when we interview people, we get a little bit, not done up, but I mean, like, when it's just me and you, it's, like, braless in a dirty shirt with, like, our hair in a bun and yesterday's makeup. But often we put a little bit of effort in if we're, like, interviewing, because when we do our interviews online, we always Skype with our guest. And so I remember when we were about to interview Brenna, I was like, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's another human being. I'm not going to put any effort in. And I did like the whole slumpy look. And then Brenna sits down for our interview and she's stunning.
Like totally stunning.
Like I was like starstruck just by looking at her. She's who I want to be.
Exactly.
She's an idol.
Yeah. Super smart and nice and just has it all.
Who was your first punk rock crush? Like when you were young and learning about punk music, who was the first punk rock boy band or singer that you were like, did you have one?
No.
Really? See, no. I was like insanely obsessed with Billy Joe from Green Day. Like obsessed, meaning I taped the Much Music Countdown every Friday while I was at school on VHS, and I would come home from school on Friday, and it's when they played Woodstock, and they had the live video of When I Come Around, and I would rewind and play and rewind and play, and there was even parts of the video where he would like move a certain way, and I would just be like, "Ah, I love you." It was so funny.
So funny.
And I had pictures of him all over my wall, and like he was my first punk rock crush.
That's really funny. I was more into the skaters. Like I got Trans World Skate magazine and, you know, and watching Tony Hawk and stuff, and snowboarders, since I snowboard, there was, I don't even know, I should like check him out on Facebook or Instagram now, but there was this guy named Jamie Lynn.
Oh yeah.
Who used to ride for Libtech.
Yep.
And Foursquare and those. Oh my. And he was an artist. An artist. And he was fucking smoking. And Kelly Slater.
Yep.
I had pictures of Kelly Slater, the surfer, everywhere.
Oh my God. That's adorable.
So I was more into those because you could get those, right? I could get those magazines. I literally had no pictures of punk rockers anywhere.
There was two professional skateboarders from Vancouver that I had crushes on. Yeah. And Colin McKay was one of them, and the other one, his name is Rob Sluggo, and they were sort of like, I don't know, a small town BC girl, and you know, going to the big city, and it was always like, are we gonna see them skating somewhere?
Yeah.
Like, and of course we didn't.
Right. Yeah. So, skateboarders were super hot back then.
Yeah,
with their big baggy pants and their like,
yeah, their Discman in their like jean pocket. This is the most we've ever talked about this kind of stuff.
I know, this is the most girly we've been.
I know, I'm a little unsure of it, putting it out there.
You are?
I am. It just feels weird. It feels like I'm like, I don't know, I'll talk about like saggy boobs and farting and like you know, gross food that I eat in bed when I'm home alone and stuff, but this feels more exposed.
I know. Well, that's why I decided to do it, because I was like, I was feeling guilty. It started when I watched that Bouncing Souls video, and I was like, Pete, he's so cute.
Right.
And I was like, what's wrong with having a little crush on somebody? I've never talked to him. I would never in a million years be weird or pursue him or anything.
No.
But I'm like, it's okay to think someone's handsome or think someone's cute. And
totally.
Still have that line there. And I guess that's why I brought it up, is like, I don't know, just to say, like, we are human and we can still have those feelings and think mm-hmm. someone's attractive and still do Mabel Syndrome and be professional, but not
pursue and anything. Nothing will ever happen because I'm going to be at home with my saggy boobs eating gross food in bed watching Netflix alone.
Exactly. They're like, you have too many crumbs in your bed, Jess. I am not interested.
Hey, if you're hungry, just get into my bed.
Scrounge around a little bit.
You'll roll over and you'll have goldfish crackers stuck to you.
Perfect. It's awesome. Very sexy to lick them off.
Totally. I'm glad you brought it up. That's kind of a fun thing. So when people listen to this and we post it, mm-hmm. I want everybody to tell us who their punk rock crushes are, boys or girls, and like tag the bands on Instagram or the people or that sort of thing, because I think this is a fun thing and I like hearing about those kinds of things. So when you guys listen,
and it's no big deal, like just because I think the bass player of Off With Their Heads is cute or smart, and you know what, the first time I actually thought he might be kind of cute was when I listened to one of Ryan's podcasts and he was a guest and I was like, holy fuck, that guy's smart. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, that makes him kind of attractive. And, you know, so I think everybody like has something that they're attracted to or something that they really like about,
yeah,
you know, either the opposite sex or somebody that they might be attracted to, the same sex or whatever. And yeah, why not? Like,
I also
just
have
I guess my point was it's not necessarily because they're super hot or sexy or attractive. It might just be somebody that you crush on because they're really smart or because they're really cool.
It's kind of one of those things too, that like we get to know people a little bit more and it's like when you don't ever really think about them. And then when you get to know them, you're like, wow, you're kind of, you get to just, I don't know, the human side of them too. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure those people fart and eat gross food in bed too when they're alone. They just don't talk about it on their podcast like I do.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
Do we want to put the interview with my sister at the end of this?
Yeah, because it's short, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm excited about this. I want to introduce it because, so Kristen and her sister went away for her birthday on a little trip, and Kristen decided to just randomly interview her sister and bring her on, and it is the most funny, endearing, amazing little clip of her and her sister. And it's a side of Kristen that isn't shown very often, I think. And a side of you, I don't know who I'm talking, I don't know why I'm talking about you like you're not here. It's because
what side do you mean though?
Well, you're often a little bit more professional and you're a little bit less giggly and you're like, I don't know, I feel like
I was drunk too.
We always talk about how like I tend to make an ass of myself a little bit more and say things that are a bit more like, oh fuck. And you know, you kind of keep it together. And this interview, like when we did our road trip last year and I got drunk with you a few times and you really like, when you really let loose, there's this like hilarious, giggly, goofy thing that comes out of you, and it's my favorite thing about you. Like, I just adore it. And so this interview with your sister is so cute, and it's just a little piece of you that I am excited for people to hear.
Oh, that's really cool.
And when you sent it to me, you're like, I don't know if it's too giggly, I don't know if we should do this, and I heard it, right. And I was like, this is my favorite thing you've ever done.
That's awesome. Yeah, because I thought, you know, I was with my sister, and she and I are opposite. Like, growing up, I was the dark, and I even have dark hair, and I'm moody and emotional and kind of angry and angsty, which is obviously why I like punk rock. And she was the bubbly, blonde, cheerleader, outgoing, friendly, you know?
Yeah.
Like, total opposites, but love each other so, so much. And it's funny because her world, she's actually in the sailing industry, which I know nothing about, and it's like
the fuck
preppiest.
What's a sailing industry? What is that?
Sailing, like
does she
sailboats?
She sells sailboats.
Well, she works for U.S.
them?
She works for U.S. Sailing Organization, which is the governing body of sailing.
Jesus.
So, like,
that's a
yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I know there's a governing body of sailing, so it's kind of like, I don't know, like the MLB of sailing, like the MLB isn't even a Canadian thing. I don't fucking know. It's like the NFL.
I get it. Yeah, I get it. Okay, cool. That's amazing.
And her husband's in the sailing industry too. And so they're like the preppiest, like they wear pink and they wear red pants. Like her husband wears like red pants and a polo shirt.
Awesome.
They're the sweetest, kindest people, but it's and you know, when we go visit them in the summer, they're like, let's go to the yacht club, you know? And I'm just like, oh fuck.
Oh my God. Hilarious.
But I love them, and that's what you do. And the opposite side of that, I'm like, Katie, let's go to a punk show. And she's like, oh fuck. So we've been doing
it's
each
awesome.
Other's things for, you know, 40 years. And so I wanted to ask her about me dragging her to punk shows for all these years and kind of what that was like for somebody that wears pink dresses.
I love it. It's so, so adorable. It made me want to be one of your sisters, like the third sister. It was so cute. So
awesome.
I'm excited that you are letting us release it, because I just, yeah, I can't gush about it enough. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just trying to think of like some sort of like girl song that I could put at the end of this.
Hmm.
Right?
Is there like, okay, so should it be like a punk rock crush song? or like up like we like a girl that we love, or
right, that's what I was trying to think.
I like one of my favorite punk rock crush songs is the song Totally by Screeching Weasel, and it's like this super cute like little love song.
Oh, let's do that.
Okay, Totally by Screeching Weasel. And here is Kristen and her sister catching up over some drinks, giggling with each other, and just being all around amazing.
And then Totally by Screeching Weasel.
My nose looks crooked in this picture.
I'm recording.
Oh. Way to start it out strong.
So this is Kristen, and my guest for this segment of the podcast is my own sister, my flesh and blood, right? Is that what you say? Woo! And it's Katie. Hey, Katie.
What up, sis?
Thanks for being my guest for this portion of the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
You look really nice tonight.
Thank you, but my nose looks crooked.
Apparently. Isn't everyone's nose a little bit crooked?
I don't know. Are they?
You didn't know that?
No.
Every single person, if you look at them, a picture of them, their nose is either a tiny bit left or a tiny bit right.
I'm pretty sure that's eyes. Like, one eye is a little bit bigger than the other.
No. No, it's definitely nose. If you look at every person, their nose is slightly left or slightly right.
Oh. All right.
Which one is yours?
In that picture, it was slightly right.
Okay. I've never noticed. So I've known you for, I'm not going to say how many years.
Okay.
And I've never
say over 30.
Okay, over 30 years, and I've never noticed that your nose is slanted one way or the other.
Well, that's good. It was an illusion.
Yeah, I think so. I think it was just a bad picture. So you don't even know what a podcast is.
No, nope. I thought it was a video. I was primping my hair for your podcast.
You were. When I asked her if she wanted to be on my podcast, she was like, well, can I lay here all seductively and look pretty? And I was like, well, you don't have to. And she's like, why? And I was like, do you even know what a podcast is? You're no, so funny.
I know.
And I had to show you on your phone where the podcast button is.
Right.
So you've but never...
But I thought that was just for other people's podcasts. You can record your own podcast on that button?
No. Oh. No. I'm just saying there's a button on your phone where you can listen to other people's podcasts and mine as well.
Right. It was in the don't use file on my iPhone.
What else is in your don't use file?
Let's find out.
I know.
That would be fun. All right. Let's see. Don't use. Wallet, stocks, news.
News.
Find friends, find iPhone, fetch, watch, podcast, Spotify. That probably shouldn't be there.
Have you ever used Spotify?
Nope.
Oh, you're too
Tips,
funny.
iTunes U, Skype, which I actually do use, so I don't know why it's in there, and Bands in Town.
Right. Do you know what Bands in Town is?
Yes. I actually like Bands in Town.
Okay, yeah, me too.
But it doesn't usually give me enough notice for when a band is coming into town.
Enough notice?
To, like, get a ticket. Usually it'll be, like, this week coming into town. No.
Then you have the wrong settings.
Oh.
It tells me as soon as a concert is announced. Oh. So even before tickets go on sale, usually.
Got it. I'm usually behind on things. So that doesn't surprise me.
What's the last concert you went to?
Coldplay.
Oh, well, see, that's okay.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Row 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I drooled.
You drooled?
Yeah.
Chris Martin was just on... what's that show? The family, Modern Family.
Oh.
It was really cool.
He's definitely my hall pass.
He's one of them?
One of them.
One of your many hall passes. Okay, so what I wanted to ask you about, since this is a punk rock podcast.
Uh-oh.
Is all the shows that I've dragged you to over the years. Do you remember?
Yeah, I remember all of them. I remember getting lost driving through Providence trying to find some random hole-in-the-wall place to meet you and crying at a gas station because the guy didn't even know where the venue was to give me directions. And I just wanted to find you to go to a fucking punk show.
That you didn't even want to go to.
That I didn't want to go to. And then I left smelling like smoke and I had to wash my hair. And...
So when was that? Were you in college?
I was in college.
Okay, so early 2000s.
Yeah.
I wonder what... I think that was maybe NoFX.
Oh, it was.
It was NoFX?
It was.
At Lupo's?
Yes. And I actually like NoFX. I liked what? That show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't actually know who they are.
Well, just through you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you, but you do know who they are?
Yeah, through you.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You know of them yes. through me. Okay. Yes. And you liked that show?
Mm-hmm.
What do you remember of it?
I remember following you around.
Oh, okay.
And dancing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And dancing.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little. Jumping up and down.
Okay. I think I dragged you to, like, Good Charlotte, too, at one point.
Yeah.
And I dragged you to a hardcore show once.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Which one?
It was out in Worcester. It was the one.
Oh, yes. In the summer?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was, I think it was the band, Downset, which is, like, this hardcore, I don't know, they're kind of. People probably don't know who they are even on this podcast, but they're like Rage Against the Machine, but even angrier and more punk rock a little bit, but they're hardcore. And I want to go to that show so bad. And you were up in Maine at Dad's.
Yeah.
That was the one.
You came and picked me up.
Where I had to, so I had to drive to Maine to get you. And then we had to drive out to Worcester to go to that show. And I just remember being like, it was even more of a crazy crowd than normal because it was a hardcore show. And I remember feeling really bad for you there.
I definitely was not dressed appropriately.
Probably not.
But I like Limp Bizkit.
Oh my God. Okay, please, everyone, pretend you did not hear that. Oh my God.
I'm just teasing. I'm just trying to make you.
Okay, okay.
I'm just trying to make you squirm.
Okay, good. They actually played it at one of the Warped Tours that I went to a very long.
You didn't invite me to that one.
No.
It's all about the nookie.
The nookie. So you can have that cookie, right? Something like
and
that.
Stick it up, y'all.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. What other music do you like?
I like Coldplay.
Yes.
I definitely like 90s hip-hop and rap. My first CD was Dr. Dre, The Chronic, which our dad bought for us, for me.
Dad bought that for
dad,
you?
Dad bought me The Chronic.
Did he know?
I mean, it had a huge marijuana leaf on the cover of the CD album.
Do you remember being embarrassed, like,
yes.
getting it?
Yes. But I asked for it, and I got it.
Right.
Oh, and Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely had Bone, and Eminem.
Right.
And Method Man and Redman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was definitely a rap girl.
Right.
You had the punk gene.
Yeah. And I dragged you to Warped Tour like 2 summers ago.
Uh-huh. That was fun. Was I not believable?
No. Oh. No. Try again.
It was fun. But you weren't like having fun. You weren't drinking or
no.
partying or anything.
Because I'm a cheapskate and the beers were like
$15. Oh, come on.
And it was, oh,
were we just
so
talking
hot.
About this about dad?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Come on.
Work well, to live. I know. I'm a cheapskate like my dad. It's just the way I am. But yeah. $15 for a beer.
They were
and it was
huge beers. And it was hot. And they hydrate you.
They hydrate you? Oh, my God.
I mean, if you drink something light, it's pretty much water. Get a Bud Light and you're
right.
drinking water.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
But nobody that I really knew was going to be there that day. It was just kind
oh,
of a weird...
that's why you invited me.
It was just kind of a weird day. Well, no, I invited you, and I was hoping to run into some people there, and then
there
nobody...
There was one man that I really enjoyed, and it was a chick lead... Singer.
The Interrupters.
Yes. I loved them.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Yeah, they that was when that. The Interrupters were, like... They're pretty big. They're touring with Green Day now.
Oh, wow.
I know. Do you know Green Day?
Yes.
Yeah, they got really big really fast. But yeah, so when Katie and I saw them at the Warped Tour a couple years ago, they were like, there was nobody there, right? Mm-mm. Watching them.
No.
And I remember being like, we have to go see this band. Like, they're awesome. And I was so jazzed to see them. Like, they're just, they were really good.
And then those guys that had the ski masks on or the
masked intruder.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've since interviewed them.
Oh, yeah?
I know them.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so I know them now.
I remember seeing them in their booth.
Right. Yeah, we met them.
Yeah.
And what else did I drag you to?
Man, talk about stressing about an outfit. I really stressed about what to wear to that show.
You're like,
what do you wear to punk? Can you start a blog on that? How to dress to go to punk shows?
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about it a little bit.
If you're like a mid-30s mom, what do what do you wear to a punk show? Is yes. that like, that's kind of niche.
Is it too much?
I think it's pretty niche. All right. Yeah, there's like four of us in the world.
Yeah.
But I do sometimes, like, I try to post pictures wearing t-shirts or something, but I don't style them or anything.
Oh, okay. Well, next time you'll have to let me borrow one.
I'll just let you borrow one of my shirts so you can pretend.
It's a fine line between being open and listening to new music and being a poser. I don't want to wear, like, a shirt of a band that I don't even know and look like a poser. That's so it's true. Tough to go... For the fashionistas out there, it's tough styling going to a concert that you're not familiar with.
It is tough styling. From here on out, you can wear my Interrupter shirt.
Okay.
And you can be like, yeah, I saw them back in the day.
And I actually liked them.
Exactly. Yeah. So now you'll have some cred.
I still follow, what is it, Made in the Shade? Because you made me follow them so we could get up on their riser.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we had to follow them. Yeah, I unfollowed as soon as I could.
Oh, okay.
But I do remember you wore Union Jack tank that Roger really liked.
Yeah.
Roger from Less Than Jake commented on it. He was like, I just bought my kid the same shirt. Didn't he say something like that?
I don't remember.
Do you remember?
It was a genuine compliment, but there was a funny part to it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember meeting them
in the tent? Of course. They were awesome.
Yeah.
They were very nice.
Yeah. You know what I did? So, do you remember when we were sitting there and those guys, Less Than Jake, were sitting there and they were signing autographs and we were kind of sitting behind them, waiting to chat with them after? And do you remember the drummer, Vinny, his pants were like down, you could see his ass crack?
Yes. Didn't you take a picture?
I did.
Yes.
So, I never told you this though. I took a picture and I put it on social media. And I was like, don't get stuck at the back of the line for Less Than Jake, or this is what you'll see. He emailed me personally and made me take it down.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I had been emailing him personally, and I knew he knew who I was. So he was like, yeah, do you mind taking the picture of my ass off of social media?
Oh,
yeah. I was like, dude, I thought you had a sense of humor and could handle it, but apparently not.
Nope.
So.
Lame.
I know. So what else?
What else?
Any other shows that I've dragged you to over the years?
Mm.
Are you over it?
Over the podcast?
That, but also punk, like going to punk rock shows.
No, I like seeing you in your element. It's what you love, and I love you.
Okay.
So I love going.
Okay.
I like taking part in things that you care about.
Mm-hmm. Just once every, like, 5 years.
Yeah. I don't have to go every time, but I appreciate the invite every now and then.
Okay. That makes sense.
It's amazing. It's amazing time.
Okay. Anything else? Anything else you want to add?
No, this is my very first podcast, in case anybody couldn't tell. I'm still fixing my hair.
Yeah. No one can see you.
Oh, man.
You look beautiful.
Oh, thanks. It's because I look like you.
No.
I'm
you definitely
sister.
Do not look like me.
Can you put like a title slide on your podcast? Can we put a picture of us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. We should do the one of us laughing today.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
We do laugh a lot
we
together,
do.
Which is good. All right. Well, thank you for being at 13 minutes.
Is that a long time or a short time?
Short.
Oh. You're asking me to talk about punk music.
I know.
How long did you want it to go?
You brought up Limp Bizkit, and I think that was when the record went.
What about, like, Mark McGrath?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wait, what is... Oh, Sugar Ray. Sugar Ray.
That's not punk.
No.
No. I saw him in concert once.
Although, here's... To bring it full circle, Amy Allen, who sings for the Interrupters, toured with Sugar Ray.
Okay.
And that's where she met her current bandmates in the Interrupters.
No way.
Was on a Sugar Ray tour.
Hmm.
Fascinating?
Totally fascinating. I mean, why else would I have brought up Sugar Ray?
I know you must have known. Yeah.
I must have known.
Exactly.
I was just throwing you the softball to be able to... Continue the discussion past 13 minutes.
Right. We had it planned. It was planned, folks. All right. Well, that wraps up the Katie, Kristen's sister segment of the podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Dead liquor.
everything about you. Everything.